Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for August 15th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Google One's public launch in the United States. So Google One has been in private beta for a few months now, but now anyone with a standard Google account, notably not a G Suite account, can sign in and sign up for a Google One account. So all Google accounts have 15 gigs of free storage, but Google One subscribers can choose a 100 gig tier for $2 a month or a 200 gig tier for $3 a month or a whopping 2 terabytes for $10 a month. Besides that storage, you also get 24/7 live support and some other perks, including a $5 Google Play Store credit. Google also announced that some products on the Google Store and Google Express will see special deals for Google One subscribers as well. Next up today, we have a couple of Wear OS stories. So first up, Google wants to increase Wear OS app quality with a new mandatory Play Store review. So since Wear OS apps have been on the Play Store, Play Store reviews have not exactly been required, but as of now, purportedly to prepare for a coming push for Wear OS once again this fall, Google is now requiring that all Wear OS apps pass a baseline quality standard. And Google is reportedly developing a fitness and health coach for Wear OS. So this is supposedly a smart AI-powered update to Google Fit. It will use Google Fit data. It will recommend workout routines. It will log your activities and workouts, supposedly track nutrition and diet, create meal plans for you, and a lot more. You can read more about that over at 9to5 Google. We aren't sure on the name. It's supposedly called Google Coach, but we don't really know yet. But we presume that this will launch alongside a possible Pixel Watch later this fall at Google's hardware event. And finally, Google has halted the Chrome OS 68 update after Wi-Fi issues popped up on some Chromebooks. So obviously, Wi-Fi issues is not a good thing whenever you have devices that require Wi-Fi to do updates. So Google has halted Chrome OS 68, and if you already updated and are having issues, you can use a PowerWash feature to revert back to Chrome OS 67. If you're on Chrome OS 67, you're good for now, and we should probably expect a fixed version of Chrome OS 68 to roll out in the coming days and weeks. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.